As today we'll see Tosfos on the sugya of Mila. The Gemara did ask that you should say Ein Shliach LeDvar Avera when you send the Shliach to be Moel Behegdish. As Tosfos asks on the Gemara, a Shaila, Tosfos asks that what's the reason why Ein Shliach LeDvar Avera? We learned because Divrei Arava, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mi Shoimim. That's only shayich when the shliach knows it's an aveira. Because then you could say, divrei harava, divrei hatalmid, divrei mishayimim. But when the shliach doesn't know it's an aveira, as then you don't say, there's no divrei harav. As frek tesvis, that in artsir over here by Mila, Mila is only b'shayig, when he doesn't know that it's hegdish, as he doesn't know he's doing an aveira. So how could you say there's a chsaron of ein shliach ledvar aveira? But interestingly enough, l'chayra, this is a svarab shuta. You don't have to bring a raya to it. But Tosfos does bring a raya. Tosfos brings a raya from the Mishnah in Baba Kama Ayin Tes to this yisoy that by shoygig, there's no chsaron of ein shliach ledvar aveira. Bez Hashem, hopefully Rabbi Yossi Elephant will speak about later on in Nizin Yonim, in Shoyig, is it Shayich, Divrei Harav by Shoyig or not? Because we'll leave it for later on, what was the back and forth in Tosfos. We want to focus in on a different angle, on a Yisaitis de Ge'inyin in Shlichus that you see in Tosfos. Tosfos brings a raya that by Shoyig, Yeh Shliach Ledvar Avera, if a person sends someone to take a chayfetz from someone else's vishus, and he tells him, I want you to be a shomer for me, let's take it to be a shomer, or he tells the kayin, I want to pay you pidyon haben, go to this person's field and take it out, as the shomer has no idea that he's doing gneiva, he thinks it belongs to the guy who sent him, and he goes and he takes it, the halacha is that the ganif is chayif. He becomes a ganif. As you see, even though the shliach doesn't know what's going on, he thinks it belongs to the mishaleach. He doesn't think he's doing a gneiva. Afilu hachi, he becomes a ganif. Frekt the Rajba in Baba Kama Ayin Tes, on this Gemara, b'shem the Ravid, yisaitis de geshaylon taisis. How could you learn, pshat in the Mishnah, that if Mr. Mishalach sends the Shliach to take something, and the Shliach thinks it's the Mishalach becomes a ganev, hare the yisoid of Shlichos is the Shliach is doing it for the Mishalach. L'moshel, the Shliach is doing the kinyan that the Mishalach should be koina. Shlichos means the Shliach is doing it for the Mishalach. Over here, the shliach doesn't know he's doing a gneva b'chlal. He thinks it belongs to the mishalach. As he's not machavin that the mishalach should have kinyane gneva. As that's not shlichus. And all over in shlichus, the shliach is doing it for the mishalach. He's doing the kinyan that the mishalach should be koine. But over here, the shliach thinks it belongs to the mishalach. He doesn't even think he's doing a kinyan. As he's not doing anything for the mishalach. Thus frekt the Rajva on Tosfos. L'chayra shlichus means he's doing it for him. That's shlichus. He's not doing it for him. Because shlichus means I'm doing for you. But the Rajva's learning the musig of shlichus, the aleph beis is I'm doing it for you. That's what a shliach is. If I do it stam, not for you, I'm not a shliach. What does shlichus means? I'm doing it for you. Okay, you know what? The Olam's tining gevaldik. You have a whole first say to the hak about it. We have limited time. Okay. But you could trust the Rajba if he asks a question. He knows what he's talking about. Trust me. He's been learning for a lot of years. Okay, the Rajba asks a question. As what is Tosfos holders? They want a taina, they have a good pshat, and Mo'ed Yitachin, they do. But Rav Asher wanted to set up that you see here a very Yisaitis Digger Machloikes. Tosfos holds, I told you to do it. Why are you doing this Maisa? You're doing this Maisa because I told you to do it. That's enough to become a shliach. Even though you're not doing it for me, but you're doing it because of me. You're doing it because I told you to do it. That's enough to make you into a shliach. And the Rashba holds, doing it because I told you is not enough. You have to do it for me. As Lefize, we have a Yisraelis Dika Machloikis in the Havan of Shlichus. What does it take to become a shliach? Is it I'm doing it because you said? Or is it I'm doing the pula for you? I'm doing the kinyan for you. Ma'od Yitachin, that Tosis would be moida by a regular kinyan to the Rashba, maybe Gneva is different. As we'll leave the Olam, think about it, why Gneva could be different. Okay, as that's Nakuda number one. And the Raya of Tosis and Baba Kama Ayin Tes, it's a Mechudish Digabshat, the Rashba learns different. Let's move on. As Tosis asks the question, the Shliach Sashoigig, it's not Shaykh Divrei Rav. Answers Tosfos, we're talking about a tzir where it was Niskar HaShliach. The Shliach remembered. He knows it's Hekdish. As Kivan Shekein, he knows it's an Avera. As a Chayach Divrei HaRav, V'Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishayimim. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, Lefi the Sma, which is Meduyik in Tosfos and Baba Kama Ayin Tes, that Pshat in Savat Pshat in Divrei HaRav is, it's a taina, the Mishalach has a tainas ptur. Savarti shalo yishmali. As Im Kain, it should be tali if the Mishalach knows or not. Because the Mishalach is the one that's saying Savarti shalo yishmali. We have an interesting case over here. The Shliach realized it was Hegdish, but the Mishalach didn't. Because the Mishalach is Moyel. And if the Mishalach is Moyel, it means the Mishalach is a Shoigig. Which means the Mishalach still thinks that it's not Hegdish. As over here, how is it Shaykh, the Svara of Savalti Shalo Yishmaloi? Hare, the Mishalach doesn't know. It's an Avera. He thinks the Shliach's gonna do it. As if Tosis learns that it's Misham Savalti Shalo Yishmaloi, as how could he say it over here? What's even more shver is the Tosis Rosh in Yud Amid Beis and Bam Mitzia says this varis of Valti Shalo Yishmalai, and he says like Tosis over here. It's not Shaykh. The Mishalach doesn't know. How is it Shaykh Savalti Shalo Yishmalai? As this is the $1 million Shaykh. This is the one to Tzarech Nagar Ubar Nagar Leparke. This is the Shaykh of Pnei Yeshua. Well, there are terutzim, nishpasha. I believe the Olam think about it. It's gar shtarka shayla. Mamish, a real strong question. Okay, we'll move on. That's the nekudas and pshat that's negeya to asugya. You're going to say Gevaldik, but first say it. I got a lot to say. Okay. But trust me, it's not going to be easy. You know, if you thought about it now, you came up with an answer, wow, you must be an Ilu Yotzim. I'm telling you, this one is not easy. Okay. Okay. Tosis continues, and Tosis establishes here, so it comes out that when the Shliach is a Shoigig and the Mishalach is a Mezid, as the Shliach is Moyel. As Tosis continues and brings the Klalim, when one's a Shliach and one's a Mezid, at the bottom of Tosis, he brings down Halacha, and this is what we want to focus in for the rest of the time. Tosis says that in its seer, in our Gemara, we're talking about where the Shliach is a Mezid and the Mishalach is a Shoigig. Tosis brings down a difference here, and this is what we want to focus in. So let's hold cup. Tosis speaks about it here where the Mishalach was Niska, and the Shliach doesn't know. Tosis says over there, he brings a Sugi and Mila, the Halacha is the Shliach is Moyel and not the Mishalach. In this Inyan, there's a big machlekes rishonim, which is a very yesedizdik machlekes. What is the hesper? Why isn't the mishalach moil? Taisus over here is meduyik. Nochum was meduyik taisus. If he brings this halacha, he says because the mishalach is amazed. As being that the mishalach is amazed, therefore he's not moil. And there's a raya from taisus on and dalet amid beis like this also. As Taisus says, the reason why the Mishalach is not Moel is because he's amazed. You're only Moel if you're a Shoigeg. Rashi in Chagiga, Daf Yud Amid Beis, says a different Hesper. Rashi says, because there's a Yesod of Bittul Shlichus, that a Mishalach is allowed to be Mevatel the Shliach. As if the Mishalach is going to realize it's Hegdish, as he doesn't want to be Moel, he doesn't want to have to pay the money. As right away, the Anan Sadi, he's mevatel the shlichus. As the person's not a shliach anymore, and memela the shliach is moil. As we have a big machloikis, Rashi and Chagiga, l'umas toises by us, what's the reason why in the tzir, where the mishalach is amazed, he's not moil? Toises says, because he's amazed. And Rashi says, because he's mevatel the shlichus. The question is, why did Rashi say like Tosfos? The mishalach is amazed. That's gor poshet. You only do mila b'shoigig. Why does Rashi have to say you're mevatel the shlichus? As there are those lamdonim that want to taina, big ones, big svarim, that want to taina, we see over here a big yesoid. That if the shliach is a shoigig, as being that the mice is misyach is back to the mishalach, it's ki'ilu the mishalach is a shoigig too. As until now we had the mice is misyaches, and now they want to say the shkaga is misyaches. And this is very not simple. Number one, in Lomdis, we could hear a Maisa being Misyachas. I caused the Maisa, his Maisa is my Maisa, he's my Yodai Arichta. But Shkaga and Kavana, to say that's Misyachas, is a very big Chiddush. But instead of arguing it out in Lomdis, if you could say it or not, Reb Shmuel says, Abitz Mufurish and Mishnah Faked from the Achreinim. The Mishnah says, if the Baal HaBayis, when he sent the Shliach, was amazed, and the Shliach is a Shoigig, the Baal HaBayis is not Moel. As you see, that even though the Shliach is a Shoigig, but the Baal HaBayis is not Moel. As you see, that's called a mazid. We don't look at the kavan. As you have to look for a different hesber in why Rashi is chaylik on Taisis. As Rav Asher wanted to say, a chiddush in shir, which is based on what we started to see yesterday. Rav Nochum has a big yusoid that in shliach l'dvar avera, what's the mechayiv of the mishalach? The mechayiv of the shalach is the minui shlichus. That's what's mechayiv the mishalach. And Rav Nochum said it's like you're shooting an arrow. The minui shlichus is the maisa that sent the shlich. It's like you're shooting a bullet. Azok Rav Asher, what are we talking about? We're talking about bizman haminui. The mishalach was a shoigig. Afterwards, he became amazed. Halt Rashi in Chagiga. Being that the Zman HaMachayiv is the Minu Shlichos, and Bishas the Minu Shlichos, he was a Shoigig. As when he shot the arrow, he was a Shoigig. As that's enough to be called a Shoigig. What happens afterwards? I remembered, but who cares? I shot the arrow already. He's out. He's going. I can't change my mind. There's nothing to do with me anymore. It's not totally on me. And Tosfos holds differently. Tosfos holds, Shkaga is totally b'shas aveira. Not b'shas when you're sending the chetz, not b'shas the mechayiv, but it's tali at the rega the aveira if you're a shoygig or not. As lefi zeh, we have a machlekes, when is shkaga, b'shas the mechayiv or b'shas the mice? Ad kan Rav Asher and Shir. We came over to Rav Asher years later. We learned Shabbos, and we saw the Gemara in Shabbos that it's a mefurish Gemara. The Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Kuf Beis, says, what happens if you shoot an arrow? And b'shas, you shot the arrow, you were a shoygig. And afterwards, you become amazed. You're not mechuyev a karban chatas. As mamish, we found the tzir of shooting an arrow. B'shas, you shot it, you're a shoygig. B'shas, it hits, you're amazed. The Gemara says, "Lefi tuman diyomrim," and that's the way we hold la locha. You're potter from a carbon chattis because you're called amazed. And there's one man diyomer in Shabbos that holds differently. Oh. As he came back to Rav Asher, he asked him, "Psh, I'm for a Gemara." As Rav Asher on the spot answered, "It's a Gemara by chattis, by carbon chattis." And for all other einchim is different. Chattis, shkaga by chattis is different. Oh. And b'shaitai was a big chiddush. Till afterwards I saw the Kiryat Sefer in Perik Beis in Shkagas says there's a pasuk by chattis that teaches us that halach. Oh. Okay. Baruch Hashem, you could be miyasha, but still what Rav Asher is saying is a big chiddush. Maybe you could be machalik a different way. And this will leave the Olam think about it. There's one thing when you're shooting an arrow literally. As the arrow, when it's flying, you pull the arrow back. Every second the arrow is going, it's because of my kayach that I pulled it back and I shot it. As Reb Chaim says in Nusach, when I shoot an arrow, I'm a oise, v'choise v'oise, v'choise v'oise, kol rega v'rega. Why? Because every second the arrow is flying, it's flying because I pulled the bow back and I shot it. As the whole time it's going mikoichai. As then I'm a constant oisa every second, as if I change into a mazid potter. But by minui shlichus, I'm not an oisa v'choise v'oisa. The rega that I'm doing is the minui. I don't have a different rega. Maybe that's the way you could be machalik in Lomdis. Ah. Okay. As we have an interesting machloikis, very interesting. The shliach is a shoigig by Mila. The mishalach is amazed. Is there a problem of Mila b'mezid? Shitas Rashi, there is no problem. Shitas Taisis, there is a problem. We saw the Hezber is because b'shas the minoi, the mishalach was a shoigig. Who cares if he becomes amazed afterwards? Okay. There is one more machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says he's mevatel the shlichus. When the mishalach is amazed, as he says, I don't want to be chayev emila, non sadi, he's mevatel the shlichus. Tosfos holds not that way. Tosfos holds there is no bitul hashlichus. Why not? Rashi in Chagiga is very geschmack. He's mevatel shlichus. He doesn't have to pay geld. Of course he's mevatel. Pay geld, bring a korban. Ganze geschäft, avadi's mevatel. Why does Tosfos argue on Rashi's svara? As the first part, we explained why Rashi argued on Tosfos. Now we're explaining why Tosfos argues on Rashi. As on that, we'll leave off with the Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, a gewaldige nekuda. And this is a very yesaitis digger nekuda. Claire Zibshmuel Rizovsky, you hire someone from the mafia, chas v'shom you, someone hires someone from the mafia to kill someone. Shita Shammai is that yesh liach l'dvar aveira b'ritzicha. Okay. As Fred Zibshmuel, you have a gewaldige etzer to be potter. Pay a guy off, send him to do the shlichus, and be mevatel the shliach. As you mamish, you can kill people, and mamish have no justice done to you. You have a great way of getting out of Einstein. Make shluchim. But, no problem, I'll be mevatelim. Zakrib Shmuel, that nire, bitul shlichus is only by kinyanim, not by a maisa ritzicha. Why? Zakrib Shmuel, how does bitul shlichus work? What am I being mevatel? I sent him. And literally speaking, I shot the chetz, I made the minui. What am I mevatel? A Zakrib Shmuel, bishlema by kinyanim, the words of Reb Shmuel are, you need my koyach to create the kinyan. The words of the mir are, you need my das to make a chalois kinyan. As amavatal, either the das or the koyach. But when I send a person to do ritzicha, he's not a shliach on my das. He doesn't need my koyach. He's a raw shliach on a maisa. As what is this? I shoot the arrow and then I say, oh, I don't want to do that. You did a minu. You sent him. You shot the bullet. You can't come back and say, I don't want that to happen. It's not mevatel it. I could only be mevatel either the koyach to do the kinyan or the das to do the kinyan. That is what Reb Shmuel Tain is a gishmaka svar. Nochum said the same thing. But Reb Shmuel said, Lefi zeh, you could explain, what's the machlekes, Taisis in Rashi? He brings a chakira from Reb Chaim. When you send a shliach to be moel, what are you sending him a shliach to do? You're sending him a shliach to do the kinyin, or you're sending him a shliach to do the maisa? What makes the mila? The maise or the kinyan? Zakrib Shmuel, that'll be the machloikis, Rashi and Taisis, if it's shayach bitul shlichos. If you're sending him to do a maise, I sent you to do a maise, I can't be mevatel you. But if I sent you to do a kinyan, and the kinyan, the shlichos is on the kinyan, as then I could be mevatel it. Okay. We learned the Yisaidis Dika Nakuda in Bitl HaShlichus, it's only by Shlichus in Kinyanim, not on Maisa, and maybe the Machloikis, Rashi and Taisis, is what is Mila. As we went through three big Yisaidis in Shlichus. Number one, we started, you have to do it for him. Number two, the Minui, when is the Zman of Shkoga? And number three, could you be Mavato Shaloi Befanov? In a maisa, in a kinyan. Okay, v'idach, Bez Hashem, Le'elm Shetzil Gmar.